Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Have you ever heard a good story? Do you know what makes a good story? Two things make a story good. It has to be, number one, interesting, and number two, it has to be important. Something can be important, but if it's told in a really boring way, then it's not interesting and it's not a good story. Something can be interesting or even funny, but if it's not important, then it's not a good story. The story of Jesus is both interesting and important. So let's tell others that story today. Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Now, I want you to say it with me. We're going to say it just a tiny bit faster. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Hey everyone, I am so glad that you're back with me today. We are continuing the story about Jesus before Pilate. Pilate kept arguing with the crowd of priests and saying, "No, he is innocent. He is innocent. I find no fault with him." But what was the final decision that was going to have to be made? Pilate was going to have to make the decision to stand up to the priest and say, "He is innocent, I will not condemn him." Or he was going to have to compromise and say, "He may be innocent, but you can have him and do what you want with him." That was the decision Pilate had to make. Pilate had tried everything he could to save Jesus from being crucified. Everything except bravely standing up and saying, "No, he is innocent. I will not give my permission for him to be crucified." What's going to happen? Before we continue on with our lesson, Let's pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Lord, send your Spirit to give us wisdom, understanding, to learn of you. Amen. There is a wonderful, beautiful song that is written about Pilate and the choice and the decision that he had to make. And I want to play it for you. I think you'll really enjoy it. My sister is the one who wrote this song, and she is the one who also wrote our theme music for Starting with Jesus, as well as this podcast. So I know you're going to enjoy it, but I want you to listen and try to put yourself in Pilate's place. He had a choice. Was he going to save Jesus, or was he going to save his own reputation?
Unlike ever before.
Pilate made that choice. He chose to sacrifice the Son of God. Now Pilate called for a basin of water, and when he washed his hands, what did the people say that showed the terrible final choice that they were making? Let's look up Matthew chapter 27, verse 24 through 26. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 27. And then once you get to 27, you're going to look for verse 24, 25, and 26. If you need more time, press pause, and then when you're ready, press play again. Here's what it says.
When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands in front of the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this trespasser. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and our children!" Then he released Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified.
The people said, "His blood will be on us and on our children." In other words, if he is innocent, then it'll be our fault and our kids will take the blame too. So Pilate released Barabbas. He was free to go. And then what happened to Jesus? Let's look at verse 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31. Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to read verses 27 through 31.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spat on him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified.
Blood was running down Jesus' back and face from the cruel whippings and the thorns pushed into his head. His body was hurting all over. He hadn't had food or water since the Passover supper the evening before. And besides all of that, he was suffering the guilt of everyone's sins. We cannot even begin to imagine how he felt. As the soldiers took Jesus out, the cross that had been made for Barabbas was placed on Jesus' shoulders. Maybe he had carried heavy loads like that when he worked in Joseph's carpenter shop. His body had been strong and healthy, but now he was becoming faint and weak from all that had happened since he had gone to Gethsemane the night before, from the loss of blood, from not having food or water. But you know what hurt him the most? The thing that hurt him the most, much more than his pain-filled body, was the terrible load of guilt from our sins. That's what made him stagger and fall as he carried the heavy cross. But you know what? People laughed. They made fun of him. They mocked him. They didn't really understand what was happening. And when the cross was placed again on his bleeding shoulders, he fell. Satan was showing what a cruel master he was. The joy and the happiness that he found in torturing the Son of God. There is nothing ever too terrible for people to do than when they choose Satan instead of choosing Jesus. When people follow Satan, he makes them do terrible, heinous things that are awful, that we could never imagine doing. But that's what happens when we follow Satan. Poor Jesus. He suffered all of this for you and for me. Are you glad? Are you thankful that he was willing to suffer your guilt, your shame, so that you can live forever with him? I know I am. Let's pray and thank him for his sacrifice for us. Dear Lord, we want to pray and thank you for the sacrifice that you gave. Thank you for suffering for us, taking our shame, taking our pain, taking our sins, so that we can have the assurance and we can have the promise that you gave that we can live with you in heaven one day. Help us to follow you every moment of every day. Amen.
Children are anxious, depressed, and suicidal. They have trouble making sense of the chaos in their lives. Hi, I'm Rachel Nelson, a pediatrician and mother, and I want to introduce you to the Explore the Future Prophecy Seminar just for kids. This exciting seminar will introduce children to Jesus as the source of peace, happiness, and life. As children understand that Jesus knows the future, they will be filled with hope as they realize that despite the apparent chaos in this world, Jesus is still in charge, and most importantly, He is coming back very soon to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Watch this seminar for free on startingwithjesus.com and stay tuned for the updated seminar, which will be released May 2022. We must present real answers to children's questions if we're going to turn fear into confidence and depression into peace. Explore the future and experience Jesus. www.startingwithjesus.com.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.